USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden has announced a new $800 million aid package to Ukraine. At the Pentagon with the Ukrainian Prime Minister, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says that the Russian invasion is Putin's war of choice.
Today we call again on Russia to end its aggression, to halt its atrocities, and to suspend its military operations, and to withdraw its forces and equipment from Ukrainian territory without delay.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis isn't happy with the Justice Department's decision to appeal a court ruling striking down the federal mask mandate on mass transit. DeSantis saying there should be no mandates, period. The Dow losing 368 points on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 5500. Enjoy.
The Fed Reserve Chair says while economic matters are important, there are fundamental issues at stake with the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
So in terms of the U.S. economy, we are a bit more remote from the immediate effects of the war compared to Europe, for example. But we will be feeling them over time.
At the spring IMF meeting panel, Jerome Powell admitting that while the United States economy is somewhat remote from the issues in Europe, the nation would feel pressure in the form of rising inflation over time. Royal Caribbean says one of its cruise ships based out of Port Canaveral, Florida, was hit by a cargo ship in the Bahamas. The cruise line saying the Mariner of the Seas suffered only minimal damage when it was struck Wednesday. In a statement, the company saying the ship was hit while it was docked and no one on board was injured. It added the cruise would continue on its planned itinerary. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Florida's one step closer to ending Disney's status as a special tax district. Republican State Representative Randy Fine introduced the bill.
The relationship between Disney and Florida has taken a big hit in the last few months. Remember, they're a California company that is a guest in our state, and they seem to have forgotten that.
House lawmakers passing the measure to dissolve special districts in the state, including the Reddy Creek Improvement District, which allows Disney to self-govern its Florida properties. The state Senate passed the measure on Wednesday. It now heads to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' desk for his signature. One of the Republican candidates for governor is speaking out in New York.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and his gubernatorial candidate son Andrew held a press conference about the issues facing New Yorkers. They say job one is to stop the corrupt Democrats currently running New York.
I believe that most Republicans in this state realize that we have to reform the state. It can't operate the way it's operating now at 2.5 times the budget of Florida with the corruption that we have. We have a governor who's doing a stadium that's going to end us costing us $4 billion because it benefits her husband. Take a look at the family members of these Democrats and how much money they get, and you'll get an idea of the corruption that goes on.
The gubernatorial primary in New York is June 28th.
Lance Prime reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.